Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Hello, everybody. This is Mike Austin, your host on Casual Saints. I can bring you the most amazing people I can talk to. And sometimes I've known these people for a while, sometimes not. In the case of today's astounding guest, Grandmaster Stanley Krippner, who is a longtime psychologist, is one of my favorite guys on the planet for a variety of reasons. Stanley and I first connected when I asked him in about 2011 what he thought of my non-local consciousness page on Facebook. And to my complete astoundment, he said it was very well presented. I went, whoa, I like this guy. Of course, you know, I'm going to put it up. Now, the non-local consciousness page on Facebook is not complex. It's meant to be accessible. But Stanley corresponded with me about that. I'm going to introduce him here because he needs an introduction. Stanley is now a nonagenarian and just published his three-volume memoirs. Three volumes. People, you got to get this book, these books, okay? And his own bio says he stands as a true trailblazer in the realm of consciousness exploration, pushing boundaries by delving into cross-cultural perspectives and the intriguing realm of non-ordinary experiences that boldly challenge conventional paradigms. With an extensive body of work, he's an award-winning prolific author, for example, of personal mythology and varieties of anomalous experience, and an esteemed researcher delving into diverse subjects such as dreaming, psychedelics, creativity, shamanism, parapsychology, and trauma. Stanley, welcome. Thank you for sitting with us.
Well, thank you. Such a gracious introduction.
You're welcome. Stanley, you've earned it. My God, what is it you haven't done? And his bio also says he has insatiable curiosity, which is true. I once watched Stanley present in front of the Foundation for Mind Being Research, which of course is available online. There's a video of that. And I asked him a couple of questions. His answers were astounding. So I hope we have some truly, equally impressive answers today, but it is whatever it's going to be. So my format for this show, Stanley, is I like asking people what they're up to. And I want to ask you, what's new and exciting for you these days?
What's new and exciting is that my book has just been published, and here is a visual impact of it. I worked on the book to meet the deadlines for 2 years. I finished it, sent it off to the publisher, and now, finally, it is out and available. And it's exciting because I'm getting such interesting feedback from people who are in the book, and who I have not seen for a while, but they read about themselves in the book, and they have been very gracious in saying that it's incredible that my memory was so good to remember things happening several decades ago. So every day I get another message, for better or for worse, and we'll see what goes on. Yes.
That's very cool, Stanley. When I corresponded with Jean, she said that Leslie Combs had to pick up his own copy. Now, I don't know many of the names you have in the book. I know a few, but these people are legends, audience. These are legends. And they include other people I've corresponded with, including Christopher Ryan. When I say legends, I mean look at the names he's talked to. I'll pull up the page of the people you have in the book, the description, if you will, and I'll get back to that in a couple of minutes. Your memory is, in fact, legendary, and I appreciate that for a variety of reasons. I've watched you pull up things that were decades old, but it was only last year that I discovered that I have what seems to be a fairly eidetic memory, and I didn't know this, Stanley. It's really strange to be saying that. I have a friend who writes about these kinds of things, and she went down the list of criteria for me. Wait, maybe you're right. And when I say eidetic, it means fairly visual. And eventually I can remember what people said, the gist of it. I don't remember things word for word. But I'm like that too, and I've always appreciated you that way. So at the Foundation for Mind Being Research, that particular lecture, I went, whoa, this guy's remembering something he was having on an entheogen. That's just astounding. So I want to get to my list of questions for you. When did you really know what you'd be doing? And has it changed since the first time you noticed it, your career?
Well, actually, it changes all the time. That's why I call my book A Chaotic Life. Not only chaotic from the point of view of a chaos theory, but in terms of my life, not following a simple straight line. When I decided I wanted to be a psychologist, I had no idea the permutations and the changes that had happened and take place. I started out working with children with special needs, and then out of the blue, I got an invitation to direct research in dreams and telepathy at Maimonides Medical Center in Brooklyn, New York. And that completely upended my life. I did that for 10 years, and over that 10 years, we published literally dozens of articles, a monograph, and a book showing that some people are able to get information while they're asleep and dreaming that's being sent to them by a person in another room, another building, or sometimes in another city. And of course, that sounds quite uncanny and almost impossible, but our research has been replicated by several other laboratories who've come up with very much of the same thing. For example, one night, a random picture was chosen showing members in a boxing match. And our center, off in a different room, focused on the picture, and the dreamer, with no idea, of course, what the picture was, had a dream about going to Madison Square Garden to buy some tickets for a boxing match. How uncanny is that? He had never been to a boxing match in his life, but his dream really corresponded to the picture somebody was focusing on at a distance. So, dozens and dozens of similar examples are in my various articles and books, but that gives your listeners and viewers an idea of the specific type of research that I did.
Now, when I was listening, I'm still listening to Michael Talbot's book, The Holographic Universe. He mentions Maimonides, but so far I've not heard your name. I've heard Montague Ullman's name in that book. So is Montague the person that invited you to work with him at Maimonides?
Yeah, Montague Ullman, a very distinguished psychiatrist and psychoanalyst, had been having clients of his come up with information about his personal life.
Yeah.
Also, he had a background as a student in having some unusual parapsychological experiences, and so he obtained a grant of money to build a dream laboratory at Maimonides Medical Center, and that served as the focus of the research that she and I did together for more than 10 years.
That's amazing, Stanley. The things you've done are amazing. And I kind of was conflicted about the title of your book, but as I get older and the more experience I have, I think, well, wait, it's right. And when I think of chaos, I think of, well, it's not controllable and it has undesirable consequences, but that's not true. It's not true. And it would take us days to go through all the ramifications of chaos theory, which I am not a mathematician. I don't know about that. So we're not going to go there. But the list of people you've worked with not only includes Montague, but legends who include people like Alan Watts, Abraham Maslow, Rollo May, Carl Rogers, Nina Grabois, I don't even know her name. Timothy Leary, I know his name. Albert Hoffman, for God's sake, Gordon Wasson, Maria Sabina, Ram Dass, Stan Grof, and Gene Houston. So this is all in his memoirs, people, and it's also in many of his.
And also Albert Ellis and Debbie Ellis, among many, many others. You've done your homework, and I have been very, very fortunate in terms of having very illustrious people like that take an interest in me, and I took an interest in their work, and they actually did some wonderful seminars and sometimes articles and books together. Yes.
You've had the kind of life so far, Stanley, that most people would be amazed at, and it's astounding. And some of the names I've heard of, I haven't ever talked to these people, but they include Mickey Hart and Jerry Garcia. And one of the ways you and I eventually came together again was in 2014 or so. You sent out an email asking for contributions to a book you were editing with City and Morningstar Jones called The Shamanic Powers of Rolling Thunder. And at first I thought, always asking for somebody else. And then you corresponded with me and said, no, I'm talking about you. Do you have any experiences? And I said, well, in fact, I do. There was a time that I met Rolling Thunder energetically, and it's in that book. And it was completely memorable. He was doing ceremony, and he was a legendary guy, still is to me, and is to a lot of people, with a lot of skills. So, you know, with a guy like you, there aren't many guys like you, Stanley, but a guy like you, you kind of pick a spot in time, you talk about that. How do you play, Stanley?
I think it's very important for everybody to have some time during the day or during the week to do something enjoyable. And my main source of enjoyment is hanging out with some close friends of mine and also family members who I'm very close to. But also, I enjoy musical theater. I enjoy operas. I enjoy movies. I enjoy a number of spectator sports where I can just sit back and with my own interaction with the event that's going on. One of the highlights of last year was going to a Lady Gaga concert. Fantastic show. Fantastic show. And of course, I've been to many Grateful Dead shows over the years. Remarkable to see how the music and the art and the performance and even the costumes work together to make a wonderful impact and give people a lot of joy and happiness while the performance is going on.
I've never seen Lady Gaga, but it's amazing you saw her.
Actually wrote about Lady Gaga in my book about suicide, because Lady Gaga was suicidal in her younger days, and she opened up, wrote about it, talked about it. And so in my book, Understanding Suicide Allure, I had some descriptions of celebrated people who are suicidal, so that the readers, if they're suicidal themselves, will know that many celebrated people had those tendencies, but they were able to work their way through it, and so the readers of the book can be inspired to do the same thing. There's a chapter on Jimmy Stewart, who was suicidal, and how he used that experience in some of his most memorable film roles.
That's amazing.
And it gave him a whole new dimension to his acting experience.
What year-ish was that book, do you recall?
That book came out 3.5 years ago, Understanding Suicide Allure.
I didn't know that. There's a lot I don't know about you because we don't talk a lot.
Oh, good heavens, that book was quite an ordeal. I had a former student who wanted to write a book about suicide with me because his mother, father, and uncle had all killed themselves.
Wow.
And so I got ourselves a contract, and he started writing up in Alaska And then a small earthquake destroys his computer, and he's too depressed to start all over again. So I had to become an instant expert on suicide, and I worked with three clinical psychologists to come out with a book that's gotten some very good reviews, and which actually goes to some areas that are unusual for books of that nature. There are two chapters on psychedelics and suicide prevention, for example. Also, I think this is maybe the only major book on suicide that talks about life after death, past life experiences, and how those go into the picture.
That's amazing. That inclines me to want to look at it. I can't promise that now because I've got a lot on my plate. And I tend to look at things that I can use myself in some way. Although at this time, I have of someone very close to me that's been suicidal off and on, and I wonder if they might be a good candidate for that book. So you've done everything. What appeals to me about your work, Stanley, is you cross cultural boundaries and you cross the scientific with the metaphysical, and that's just tremendously alluring. Because in my own life, I've always been very metaphysically inclined and didn't know what to do with it until my later years. I didn't know what to do with it, literally. And how do I explain that I'm precognitive? How do I explain I'm clairvoyant? How do I explain all these amazing things that happen for me? Well, you don't necessarily. You just show up and you do your role. You have your own dharma, so to speak. So I asked you these questions in advance, and I ask everybody the same questions. And one of them you didn't like, and I'm curious why you didn't like it. It was, what sets your soul ablaze?
You do not define soul.
Oh.
Soul has many definitions.
Okay,
and
well,
the way that I define soul is that aspect of an organism's existence that survives bodily death.
Ooh.
So how does that set my soul on fire? That sentence didn't make sense to me. Sorry.
No, I like that, Stanley, because nobody's ever said that. Everybody's got a different answer. So in my sort of cobbled together cosmology, I think of the soul as something that exists in you while you're alive, but it's also without you. So that explains why you felt like you couldn't answer that. Now that makes me want to have a look at that book about suicide. That's really intriguing. So you've already told us what moves you to joy. You've shared that. You've met so many people, Stanley. Do you feel like naming one or two of your heroes or heroines and why you admire them?
Oh, good heavens. I've been very fortunate in meeting some of my heroes over the years. I had a great admiration for the Mexican shaman, Maria Sabina. Never dreamed I would ever meet her. I read about her, started with a Life magazine article, and then a biography about her. And she was so important because when Gordon Wasson, an expert on mushrooms, came to Huapa de Jimenez, the little town where she lived, to interview her, people in the town said, oh, no, we don't use mushrooms. That's pagan. We're all good Catholics. And Maria Sabina came out of the crowd and said, I had a dream about Jesus Christ last night. And he said, this wisdom needs to be shared with the world. And so her work with Gordon Wasson, later with Albert Hoffman, who analyzed the mushrooms, opened up a whole new field, ethnomycology, the ethnic study of mushrooms and their uses. And so when a Mexican psychiatrist heard that I was a great admirer of Maria Sabina, he arranged for me to meet her. Good heavens. Off in this little town that was very risky roads, we finally got there, had two wonderful meetings with Maria Sabina. And, of course, I've written about her now widely. And we took some photographs of her, beautiful photographs, probably the last professional photographs before she passed on. So that was a great surprise in my life to have that experience. Another hero of mine, of course, is Albert Hoffman, who synthesized LSD. Never did I think I would ever get to meet him, but he attended several conferences that I was at, conferences on shamanism, conferences on psychedelics, conferences on non-ordinary experiences. And of course, his wisdom was so impressive, and his general manner was so humble, quite a remarkable person. And I actually had an invitation to visit him and his wife in their home.
Wow.
What a surprise. And then when he had his 100th birthday party, I was invited to speak at his 100th birthday party. Never would have dreamed that this had been possible when I first adulated him as one of my heroes.
This is truly inspirational, Stanley, for a number of reasons. I'm sure it is for the audience, too. But one of the reasons it's important for me, and I hope it's important for them, is don't ever know what's going to happen. You just don't know. And you can have all kinds of precognitive or clairvoyant experiences, but you never want to control those. You want to wait and show up and see what happens. And many of the people I've met, I have never knew I was going to be meeting them. It was like, wait, I'm sitting there with them. And that includes the Dalai Lama and Joan Halifax. You know, I interviewed Joan in the late 70s. And I said that I would shop the interview, and I didn't keep my word for a while, then I kept my word again. It's because I did that, I was later invited to cover the Dalai Lama's potential acceptance of the Peace Prize. So I feel you on all of this.
I'm Mike Austin. This is Casual Saints. I'm interviewing Grand Master Stanley Krippner. Hang with us for after the break. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints. When his soul was set ablaze.
Now back to Casual Saints and my amazing chat with Grandmaster Stanley Krippner, which includes discussion of his amazing three-volume set of memoirs.
Also, what I notice about you, Stanley, is that you close your eyes a fair bit when you're recalling things. And at first, I thought that was social conditioning on my part that I would do that. But I have another very smart guy who has a very higher IQ than I do, but he does the same thing when he's recalling things, and it helps him access the actual memory. So I'm gratified to see you doing that. And it doesn't mean you have to, but I'm just saying I'm gratified to see you doing that.
Well, thank you for sharing your experience about being present when the Dalai Lama got the Nobel Peace Prize. Of course, that was an incredible honor for him. And, of course, it made the Chinese government furious, absolutely furious. And I go to China frequently to do workshops And, of course, I'm aware of the political situation, so obviously I never mention the Dalai Lama. No need to do so. That doesn't figure into my presentation. But in terms of my working with people from different cultures, I'm always aware of what might be the political agendas that I need to stay clear of to make an impression.
Yes. Yes. You have to be, because it's their context. It's their Bohemian Hula movement. It's how they're experiencing. So they place very high importance on that. So here's one that would take us days to answer, but I still want to try it with you. How do you define consciousness?
Consciousness is such a slippery term. I try not to use it too often. I prefer to talk about different aspects of consciousness, such as thinking, such as feeling, such as the unconscious, which we only find out about in dreams or in therapy. And I think that many people confuse consciousness with awareness. Well, I'm aware of something, I'm conscious. No, consciousness is not a synonym of awareness. Why? Because awareness does not cover the unconscious. And you cannot talk about consciousness without talking about the unconscious, in my opinion. So a lot of the current definitions leave me a little bit in the cold because they're not comprehensive enough. So I sometimes talk about the study of consciousness. I sometimes talk about consciousness studies to try to talk about how, through psychological science, we can study various aspects of consciousness and go on from there.
You sort of segment them to understand them, then you put them back together again. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, it does. Yes, sometimes you have to take things apart and then put them together again in a unique way. This, of course, is reminiscent of chaos theory, where very small events can have unexpected consequences. And in my book, A Chaotic Life, I talk about how I was at a party that Mickey Hart was at, and we had a wonderful conversation, and then before he left, he said, "By the way, you like rock music?" "Yes, I like rock music. I went to hear the Grateful Dead 2 nights ago." "Then you heard me play." Until that time, I didn't know I was talking to a member of the Grateful Dead. And so Mickey Hart and I became friends. Now, that led to my friendship with Barry Garcia and other people in the band. But also, it was through Mickey Hart that met Rolling Thunder, the intertribal medicine man, who grandson and I have written 2 books about, a legendary figure who provided some of the most incredible experiences of my work with shamans.
Well, there was a chapter in the book, the very first book that you wrote with Sidian, about a Rolling Thunder did a healing on a kid. There was 2 kids there. And one of the kids he could heal, and the second kid he couldn't heal, and he took, I think, Hugh Lynn Casey aside and said, "It's not going to work because the mother's blocking the healing."
I met Rolling Thunder in various venues, but on that particular trip, I actually went to Elko, Nevada, where he was living, and I was just with a friend of mine. And yes, we went to a parking lot, and he led us in a dance, a rain dance. And sure enough, it started to rain, and we all ran for cover. So this is one of the many experiences I've had in terms of seeing Rolling Thunder at work.
So do you remember when you first met him? Were you walking backstage and saw him coming downstage or something? Do you remember when that happened?
Yeah, I was not backstage. I was in the audience at a Grateful Dead show. I remember it very well because Mickey Hart was very eager for me to meet Rolling Thunder. And so he sent a private airplane to pick up Rolling Thunder and bring him to San Francisco when Mickey and the band were playing, and during the intermission, I saw this colorful Native American guy walking down the aisle with a beautiful woman on each arm and a feather in his cap. And I said, "You must be Rolling Thunder." He said, "You must be Dr. Krippner." So that is how we met. And we had a whole sequence of wonderful experiences together for almost 20 years.
A long time, Stanley. I didn't know it went on that long.
Yes, one of the most memorable experiences I had with Rolling Thunder was when I visited him at his property, and he took me to the very, very edge of the property where it turned into a small woods. And then he started barking. I didn't know why he was barking, but then I heard something bark back. And sure enough, a whole pack of coyotes came out of the woods, right up so close I could reach out and touch them, and he and Rolling Thunder barked against each other and had a conversation, and then the coyote and his pack went back into the woods. And I said, "Rolling Thunder, what's that all about?" He said, "Well, renewing our contract. Many people shoot and kill the coyote, but they know they're always safe with me, and in exchange, they agree not to kill any of our chickens." And during the whole time that we've been raising chickens, not a one of them has been a victim of coyotes. So whatever they were doing seemed to work very well.
I remember that from the first book about Rolling Thunder, and you've never told me that story that way because I haven't asked you.
I am Mike Austin. That is Stanley Krippner, PhD. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Everybody down! Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold off. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Now back to my Casual Sense interview with Stanley Krippner, PhD, and his book. Thank you.
And the name of the place was Metatante, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, Metatante was a Native American name for land of the friendly people, or so he said. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I love that. And I love it for a number of reasons, not the least of which is he was talking to the animals and making a deal. And you can do that. And I have done that on occasion, and people don't know that I've done it, but I am known to bark at dogs. And it's so much fun because the dog looks at me like, wait, you're a human. What are you doing? And sometimes the owner look at me funny too, but sometimes they like it.
Yes. Well, of course, consciousness also applies to other animals. And people who have close pets, whether they're dogs, cats, and goldfish, often report experiences where they seem to be having a conversation with the pet. So the bonding sometimes leads to very puzzling experiences. And of course, there's a whole series of experiments with dogs who seem to know when their master or mistress is coming home. They go up to the window watching, and even in the experiment, if they come home at an unexpected time, the dog still goes to the window. So,
or was that something?
Well, the study I'm talking about was run by Rupert Sheldrake, an English biologist, and he has done several experiments with dogs who seem to know when their owner is coming home.
I love that. I love that. So, you told a story from the podium in FMBR about having a Santo Daime experience down in, I think, South America with a friend of yours. And you had to come out of your experience with ayahuasca to help a friend who was having a rough ride. And that's the one I heard you talk about on stage at Foundation for Mind Being Research. Do you feel like talking about any of your own precognitive experiences or clairvoyant experiences?
Well, of course, I'm very happy to talk about that. I don't think that I've had any clairvoyant experiences during my ayahuasca ceremonies in Brazil. Other people have, however, but my own three cognitive experiences have mainly been in dreams, where I might dream about something that later comes true or later happens in some way or another. Not very many of them. I don't consider myself especially talented from a psychic point of view, but I did have a very sobering experience where I dreamed about a car coming to take my father away out of the farm. And a few days later, he was dead of a heart attack very, very suddenly. I felt that the dream might have been to prepare me for the shock of his death, which of course, it was a big shock to myself, my mother, other members of the family. And this is one of the functions, I think, of precognitive dreams, to prepare somebody for an unpleasant effect that's coming sometime down the road.
That makes perfect sense. Sometimes I've had those in dreams, sometimes in waking visions. Sometimes when I'm meditating, I've had a couple and I've been driving, physically driving, and they were very clear. And I went, what was that? And like everybody, we're wired differently, but similarly. So it's curious with your astounding background to hear that you just don't see things coming all the time, which you don't have to. Okay. I didn't expect that. I just didn't know. And it makes me appreciate one of the reasons why you've been such a good scientist. Just you're a steadfast scientist. You don't make things up that are not there. Okay. And I love that about you. There's one time you and I are sitting with Lila over lunch at your favorite Chinese place near where you were living in San Rafael. And we were talking about Akhenaten. We brought him up because Lila's family has a collection of antiquities, the 18th dynasty Egyptian antiquities. And Lila said she thought that Akhenaten was an alien. You said no, he was the child of incest. And I went, okay, well, I like that better because it helped me assuage my usual Western tendencies for wanting verification. Okay. Now, since that time, I've learned a whole bunch of different stuff about, quote, aliens, unquote. And those end up being sort of a religious experience. Either you buy it or you don't. Okay. And it's hard to come up with good science about that because the science about it is pretty ephemeral. So I love that you're steadfastly, reliably scientific because that's what helped bring your work to us, including with Mati Uelman. I didn't know that you did it that way with him. I didn't know that he invited you. So that's a very, very helpful thing. I'm curious what you think you want to do, what you might want to do in the next few years with yourself. You just published this book. It's a huge book, man. It's going to take me months to get through that thing.
Oh, good heavens, it's too long. I had no idea that I had written so many chapters. I still have about 10 years that I had to leave out. But once I hit 50 chapters, I said, that's it. I had no idea that it would come out in 3 volumes. But your listeners and viewers might want to go to the University Professor Press website and they can get an online version for much less amount of money.
They can. I bought my own copy on Kindle yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's the first day I knew about it. There's also an Apple version available. There's a paperback version available too, which Lila might like. I don't know. I've got to ask her. Okay.
No, you were very wise to get the Kindle version. That's just fine. It has the same information as anything else. It has.
Well, it does, but I still like books, physical books.
Yes.
But these days I'm a fan of audiobooks because I love hearing them, and sometimes in the author's own voice.
This is Casual Saints. I'm Mike Austin, talking with the astounding Stanley Krippner. Please stick around for after the break. We'll begin the rest of his story. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Everybody down!
Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Now back to Casual Saints with yours truly, Mike Austin, and Grandmaster Stanley Krippner. Thank you.
Lila loves physical books. She was known where we were living to walk and read at the same time. She'd walk with her dog and have a book in her hands. She's that way. And since you know her, you know that she loves consciousness. She talks about that all the time. That's, you know, a good 80% of our conversations, and it's so much fun. So I didn't know you left out 10 years. That's I'm going through my own process of writing my own book right now, and I've been, what's the word? I was hesitant for a long time because I didn't think people would be interested in what I've done. Well, they are. It's just me thinking they wouldn't be. But I've gone through a similar process like you and go, well, there's all these experiences I've gotten. What do I do? And what do I do about the first reading that I had by a spiritualist minister? I remember it very, very well. I remember who brought me there. I remember why she brought me there. We were dating. And I remember her saying to me on the way home, we drove from her place in Santa Barbara to a bank at Thousand Oaks, second story of the bank. And the person doing the reading was a spiritualist minister. She gave me a reading on the spot when I walked in. I went, wait, what's that? And I'm young. I'm maybe 21 or 22. I'd never had that happen before. But on the way home from that event, my girlfriend says to me, well, and I thought this was about me. She thought it was about me and her, but it was about the spiritualist reading in me. And I've spent long since lost touch with her. So a lot of experiences like that are the most important to me because they show me things about me and the world that I'd never seen before. You know so many people, Stanley. I mean, Leslie Combs. I've never met the man. The first time I heard his name was when I discovered in 2012 that he had an essay in a journal that I published an essay in. That was another surprise for me, for a European research foundation called Spanda Foundation. And Leslie's an amazing guy. Okay, so people like that in there, Stan Gross in that one, other people I would only hope to meet.
Well, thank you. I, of course, have had a very long relationship with Stan Gross, who is a very visionary psychiatrist, and some of his theories about consciousness are beginning now to catch on. He has two massive volumes, this encyclopedia, and he pulls together all of his original writing. And actually, I met Stan Groff at his very first visit to the United States. He visited Gene Houston and Robert Masters in their studio, and I was able to attend as a guest, and it was during that event that he said that he was using the word transpersonal to describe the experiences, because the communist censors in what was then Czechoslovakia were watching everything he wrote to make sure he did not stray too much from the party line.
Yes.
And transpersonal is a word that they didn't recognize, and so he got away with it. He did not coin the term transpersonal. It had been around for a while, but he's the one that brought it directly into a greater awareness.
That's amazing. I didn't know you met him the first time he got here.
Of course, I was very lucky to go to Prague in the then Czechoslovakia and have a wonderful visit with his parents, who were still alive at the time. Yes, so Stan Groff and I go back many, many years. And, of course, I last saw him at the big Psychedelic Science Conference in Denver, Colorado, just several months ago. And, of course, he was sort of royalty at that event because of all his contributions to psychedelic science and psychedelic therapy.
Amazing. So in the book, The Holographic Universe, which is new to me, I'm new to Bohmian holo movements. Okay. I've been looking for explanations on how I do things for a long time. I'll walk up to people and say, how do I do this? I mean, how is it happening for me? And I get the best answers from the East. But the book, The Holographic Universe, talks about Stan and his invention of holotropic breathwork, which is really intriguing to me because it's pretty easy for me to have an entheogen and have a collapse of time space and space time. And notice things simultaneously. And I'm wondering now if I myself could be looking more to holotropic breathwork as a vehicle. Because I'm happy with my body. You know, I don't want to change it too much. I don't want to, change its circuits So I might look into that more. There's so many people you've worked with and so many people you've known. This could go on for days. Let me ask you one question. If you wanted to leave listeners with something to do for themselves that would improve themselves and make their life happy, do you have any short experience?
Okay. The first place, I am very reluctant to give people advice. I take off from my dear friend Alan Watt, who never told people how to run their lives. He talked to them about his view of the universe, his view of life, and if they found something useful, then they would put that to work. And I think that the viewers and listeners to this podcast might learn something from what we've been talking about today. And one thing that they can learn is not to dismiss these non-ordinary experiences and think that they're either complete coincidences or psychotic or signs of mental illness. No, they are part of the human condition. And we use the word paranormal. I think that's a good word. They're not terror at all. They're completely normal. They're part of what people are. So I think that viewers and listeners can accept their experiences that are unusual and see what they can learn from them. I think that the main thing that I have learned from those experiences is the importance of being kind. And I remember when Aldous Huxley was dying. I never met Aldous Huxley, but I was a good friend of his wife. And he told her, when asked for who he was hoping for, he was hoping that people would learn to be kinder to each other. So I think that I can amend that by talking about another one of my great friends, Albert Ellis, the psychotherapist. And he said, for mental health, people need to accept themselves with all their imperfections, the way they are. And then they need to accept other people, even people that have done them wrong. They might not agree with what was happening, but they have to accept that as part of their reality. And then they have to accept the world, even though there are multiple problems in the United States right now, political, financial, etc.
Now we pause for a break, but make sure to stick around for Grandmaster Stanley's wonderful advice. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Courage is just a single step away.
Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Now Stanley takes you home with his thought.
Before you try to change, you have to accept it. That's the way things are. And when you accept that that's the way I am, that's the way other people are, that's the way things are, then you have a base that you can go ahead and confirm or disconfirm, accept, or try to change.
I think that sounds spectacular advice, and I didn't expect you would say that, and I didn't know what you were going to say. And Lyle and I listen to Alan Watts a fair bit. We've got some of his CDs. We find it very gratifying and interesting. And what you also said echoes what the Dalai Lama said. Now, I'm sitting with him in an audience. This is in 1989. I'm dressed. I'm the only person in a suit in the room. And very few high-ranking people were there. So I'm sitting there listening to him. And I'm going, what can I ask this guy? He hasn't already been asked. Nothing. Just sat and listened. And he was all about compassion and kindness. I thought, whoa, that's so non-Western. What do I do with that? Just soak it in. So I would in turn hope that my listeners and later viewers do what you just said. You've been there. You've seen things. You've done amazing things. And that's just very helpful. So I'm hoping your dance card is later open. We can have you back on the show. Would you be open to that?
I'll be open to it.
Well, okay. Thank you. Stanley, what a fabulous thing to have you with us. I really love this.
Ladies and gents, this is Casual Saints. We hope you listen to us again soon. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.